Welcome back to the Friday Afternoon Show. Jim Shields, featuring songs about books because we're featuring the Hudson Book Festival, the Children's Book Festival. That's tomorrow from 10 to 4. That was the Talking Heads with The Book I Read. And we have a new topic. We're going to be talking now about couples who write and illustrate together. And we have a couple here in the studio. Can you please introduce yourselves to us?
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann Mojica, and I am writing a series of children's nonfiction books. My husband works with me as the illustrator, and we actually co-edit each other's books. So it is.
What's your husband's name?
My husband is Victor Ramon Mojica.
That's me.
Great. And, well, this you know, we have 10 minutes. This could be a 10-hour discussion. Just there's such fascinated with collaboration in general on the arts. But as a married couple, what does that bring to the process?
Well, we work closely together. We have a small studio at home, and we sit by side by side. We write independently, and we bounce ideas off of each other. I don't do any of the illustrating. I cannot draw, I must admit that. So we don't plan our text and illustrations jointly. We have an idea, we know what we want to write, and after we write it, then we go over the illustration process and the editing process.
I'll take her manuscript and lay out the artwork, and then we consult again. So first she handles the writing, we consult on the writing, then I'll do the illustrations, and then we consult on the illustrations.
Okay, so you're consulting
the whole, the whole
process. Sure. So it's not as if the written piece is brought to you and then the illustration begins. It's really throughout.
And she enjoys writing very much. So I have to, because of the type of book that we're, we have to trim the text down a bit. So that's why I get my hands involved.
So that probably is useful, having the illustrator also act as an editor. Because you're kind of illustrating an idea of the images in mind. That makes sense. Okay.
And at times she'll tailor her text to help me with produce a better illustration.
Mm. Oh, neat.
Yeah, it works great.
So it's a constant back and forth until we get to the actual finished product.
And now, did you collaborate that, and that led to your relationship, or did you start this after you were together?
After we got married.
Okay, so after you got married, you started the collaboration, and you were working. How is it different than the work you were doing prior to working together on these?
Very different. Yeah, I started out as an artist back in the 70s, and then through harsh, tough economic times, I wound up in the computer field as a computer manager, and now in semi-retirement, I've come back to doing art again. You know, so it's I'm very, very happy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I was a teacher, so I used to teach. I was also a history major, so I studied history. So I have a love of history and teaching. After I retired from teaching, I started writing historical articles for the Columbia Insider. I write the Passages series for them.
Okay.
And I was writing adult history. I decided I wanted to get back to doing something for children, so... Hence the idea for children's book series.
And I modeled a character to look like her, but like 30 or 40 years ago.
If you're just joining us, this is the Friday Afternoon Show on WGXC 90.7 FM, community, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties. We're in the Hudson studio here. We also have studios in Catskill and Acre, 90.7 WGXC. And we're talking about couples writing and illustrating together during our show about the Hudson Book Show, which is tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. And free admission. I hope everyone can go out to see that.
Great show.
Yeah. And what are you guys going to be doing at the book show?
Well, Barbara's promoting her first children's book, and I'll be promoting my graphic novel.
Oh, great. Do you want to talk a little bit about those? So it sounds like, Barbara, you have a historical bent to your work, it sounds like? Is it a historically based book?
My book is actually a nonfiction book. It uses a funny character, Little Miss History, to guide the children on the journey. But it's a book involving travel to Mount Rushmore. So it's a nonfiction book using the character to make it more fun.
It's going to be a series, too.
The new curriculum, everyone knows the new core curriculum, right, emphasizes nonfiction.
The Common Core,
As opposed to fiction. So this is a way of learning history and making it fun.
Great. Okay, so you saw an opportunity there. I mean, there are plenty of lamenting voices about the Common Core, but that's interesting that you've said, hey, well, how can we make this? This is what's happening, right?
Right. When I was teaching, it was sometimes a problem to get interesting nonfiction, mm-hmm, you know, to the students. Of course, they gravitate more to the fiction. So now that this is going to be more of an emphasis in the curriculum, I thought there's an opportunity to make it fun.
Great. And we've had adults read these books, and they'll sit there, you know, and they don't put the book down.
Oh, that's great.
saying, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, really? 524 steps? Wow.
And how about your graphic novel, Victor?
Yeah, that's I'm picking up where I left off 20 years ago. I had a comic book series called Eugenics, The Next Step in Human Evolution. And this is the interior of those comics were in black and white. This one's in full color. And it's really a prequel to those three issues that I produced some 20 years ago.
Oh, that's great. So you're getting back.
But now I've got the time to, yeah. Yep. Cool. So I'm all excited about that.
And you're going to be sharing that tomorrow at the Book Fest?
Yeah, at the festival, I'm going to be giving away 25 copies free.
Oh, great.
As a promotional. But the book is live online. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, mm-hmm, or CreateSpace.
And we haven't talked about the dark side yet. So we're here talking about the couples working together, collaborating.
We're like twins, man. We're like honest to God.
Really?
Like
so there's no downside. Twins, there's not the no downside. No,
honest to God. Okay. What we fight about is externals, people that will upset us, and then we try to resolve, you know, how to handle it, but not anything between us.
So you're really able to keep a separate working relationship from your personal relationship that doesn't bleed over, or
we don't actually separate it. We'll be watching TV and talk about our books, and you know, it's
there's no set
very natural
schedule
for us.
I mean, when we're working on something, it could be 6 hours a day, it could be 10 hours a day, you know, depending on exactly at what point we are.
Is there ever a feeling on one part or the other that, you know, we need to be getting on this? And I mean,
this one?
Right, okay.
I'm the organizer. I'm the teacher, I have to admit.
When are you going to start illustrating my next book? Come on, finish this graphic novel.
Well, I've written
visual
five.
Artists. Well, you do have a watch. That's good. But most visual artists.
The illustration takes a lot longer sometimes. Mm. The actual laying out and illustrating together. So the actual writing and editing and, you know, redoing the manuscript. I do that. I put it aside. Like, I have four others that are written, and I'm constantly going back and rereading them. Mm. And the next one is going to be out in a couple of months. So,
well, I'm a high school teacher.
She's getting that whip ready.
And I'm a high school art teacher. So, and Victor will appreciate this. I always, one of my pet peeves is when high school teachers, for fun, allow students to do art-based projects in their history classes, for instance. But they rarely recognize that it takes as long or longer to do a well-produced piece of artwork as, say, a written research paper. So they always kind of give the students an hour to do the art part and 2 weeks to do the written part, and they wouldn't recognize the balance.
But I got my best grades like that.
Oh, really?
You know,
yeah.
Because I would write on my compositions, I would put portraits of the, like, Adolf Hitler and, you know, people like that, Mussolini, right on the...
And it enhanced the work for the teachers?
And I would write in penmanship right over the illustration. So it looked like, you know, I did like a superimposing or something.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's really cool.
I got
cool.
A's on those papers.
Yeah, exactly, of course. Okay, so I hope you get an A tomorrow at the book festival, and I hope you
thanks very
much. Get a lot of people coming by. And I appreciate it. It's a fascinating idea to have couples working, couple working together.
It's been wonderful.
It sounds like it's been a great process for you. Thanks again, and we're going to hear the news now.